Happy Monday, happy enhancement episode. This one was requested by so many people. I hope you enjoy.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, lovers lay.
Going on through the end of the month, with any $100 purchase that's in store or online, you get the free instant sexy pheromone spray. This stuff smells really good.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lover's Lane.
Hello and welcome back to the Lover's Lane podcast. I'm your host, Haley, an intimacy advisor and romance specialist. It is going to be a great day. I get to talk to you all again, kind of personally, just me and you. I've actually had a ton of amazing opportunities these past few weeks to talk to some of our best-selling and my personal favorite brands that we sell in the past few episodes. So if you haven't had a chance of listening to any of those, please do so. There's some really great knowledge that each different brand carries. So here's the thing. Today's episode is absolutely my most requested topic from both my coworkers and customers and even you guys, the listeners of this podcast. So what we're going to talk about today is all different enhancements, and I am going to go through the ingredients of each of these enhancements, and we are going to figure out what could possibly work best for you. But there is something I really need to mention when talking about these enhancements. An enhancement can literally be just that, an enhancement. So I'm talking like pills, creams, topicals, things like that. But I'll get into a few other things too that people wouldn't necessarily call an enhancement, like a pill. So they're really used for, you know, if you want like a little extra oomph, maybe like for Valentine's Day coming up, the chingling pills could definitely give you that kind of like aha moment, and you're actually having great sex. Great sex does not come every single time that you have sex. That's just the reality of the situation. But you know, those times where everything is like going awesome and super strong, extra hard, that's where an enhancement can kind of help out a lot of people. There are roughly 20 million men, that is only in the United States, that are affected by erectile dysfunction. So please don't feel alone if, you know, you're having trouble maintaining an erection or getting an erection. It's sometimes just mental. It's sometimes a physical thing. Sometimes it comes and goes. Sometimes it's something that has to be treated, and some people have never had an erection before because of ED. There's two different categories that happens. There's either primary ED, which is somebody that has never had an erection due to, you know, like a physical or mental disability. And then there's secondary ED, which you have had an erection before, but because of a physical condition or maybe diabetes or stroke or just an injury, that it is a little troublesome getting or maintaining an erection. And another thing that I need to talk about before we dive into all the different pills, creams, all that good stuff that we have, is if you have ED and maybe you've tried some of the pills that I'm going to talk about or a different enhancement and they're not really like doing anything for you, I have to remind you that we're not doctors. I am a romance specialist and I'm here to help you enhance your love life, but these products are not intended to cure or treat a disease. Doctors can prescribe you Viagra or Cialis or anything else that will work out for your body, but I don't know your medical history, so everyone is different. And if you have questions, absolutely talk to your doctor. I would consult my doctor before taking any of these. Generally, if you have a pretty good like health history, no high blood pressure, anything like that, then you should be fine. I mean, they are readily available for you. But before I would consume anything, I would just ask my doctor just for their intake as well. I'm allergic to a lot of different things, so I would absolutely talk to somebody before doing that. Plus, I'm one of those people that like check my pulse if I have too many cups of coffee because I'm just a little paranoid. So let's talk about them. I actually went to the store that I work at, which is our Saginaw location, and we have a really good supply of all of our best-selling enhancements right now. I've worked in the store for, 6-7 years now, and we've seen a few different brands come and go, and some people will get hung up on like one different style of enhancement pill, and then we'll stop carrying it because they're actually made overseas a lot of times. But our purchasing works pretty diligently to get another thing that works very, very similar to that. And right now, our absolute best-selling enhancement is the Chingling pill. So I'll talk about that one last, and I'll kind of walk you through men's enhancements and now women's enhancements as well. We will be seeing a couple new products. Thank you, TikTok, for showing us some really great women's enhancements. There's also like this huge trend of videos on TikTok and even like Facebook videos where somebody is unknowingly giving their partner or another person an enhancement pill, like slipping it inside of their drinks. I don't know why this is shown to like our like customers or people, because I think that is absolutely illegal. Please, if you are buying a product for yourself, go ahead and try it, but do not slip it to somebody. You don't know what their allergies or heart conditions or anything that could possibly be wrong with them are, so do not give them a pill without them knowing about it. It's just, I find it a little odd that enhancement pills are connected to those. So there's my disclaimer for you all. So let's talk about men's enhancements first. These are probably the most requested that we have. People want to know what's the difference between them. And honestly, there's not much of a difference. There's a little different ingredients, but the whole idea behind them is the same. To help maintain an erection, to get a harder erection, to last longer, and to just have that like really strong orgasm. So before I talk about the pill, there is one enhancement gel. It's the Max Size Enhancement Gel. It's actually a pretty sizable bottle. It's $39. It's like a blue and white bottle. And what the ingredient that's active in there that's really actually different from a lot of the pills that we have, and I might murder the pronunciation of some of the ingredients, so please just send me a message or something and kind of sound it out for me. So if I am showing it at work or, you know, if anyone has questions, then I'll know how to pronounce it. I would actually really appreciate that. It's Buta Superba. That's B-U-T-E-A, Buta Superba. So I looked it up and I wanted to know everything about it, and just like all the ingredients that I'm talking about, I researched them because I wanted to know the side effects. And this is a vine actually that grows in Asia, and its intention is to treat ED and to boost a male's libido. It actually also boosts sperm count. So this is something that's really great if you're trying to conceive. But ordinarily this vine is taken almost like as a pill, but it is absolutely safe as a topical and it has no known side effects. I think this is the only thing out of all the enhancements that I have looked up that has no known side effects. However, this is going to be like a gel, like a topical that you're going to put on the head of the penis, or if you're really sensitive, you can actually put it like on the frenulum or at the upper shaft where you still have the more concentrated nerve endings. It also has a little bit of menthol and peppermint oil in there. So that is going to actually make a warming, cooling sensation. If that's not something that you're looking for, I would put it on and wait almost like 5 to 10 minutes because you want it to absorb into the pore so it doesn't transfer onto your partner. However, if you put it on you and go have sex right after, you're gonna get that cooling and warming sensation. Very stimulating with the menthol and the peppermint. And it kind of makes like a tingle too. So the base of this, of course, is gonna be like a water-based, but I would classify this as almost like a hybrid as well. It does have just a little bit of silicone in there, which is great actually because it's going to feel silky on the body, not sticky or anything like that. And it does also have aloe added, so it's going to be moisturizing for the skin as well. I hear really good things about it. If I were to rate this one, I would give it a 10 out of 10, maybe a 9 out of 10 if you're not much into tingle or stimulation. All right, the next male enhancement we're going to talk about is, it's not a pill again, it's actually honey. It's called Honey Bee Hard. I haven't seen the woman's Honey Bee Hard in our stores in a while, but I believe we do still sell it. I'm just kind of waiting to see it back. Maybe not. Maybe we just have the man's. But really what it's going to do is it boosts testosterone. So if a woman were to take the male's version of the honeybee heart, you're just going to get that testosterone boost. So it, honestly, the males and women's are very, very similar. You get 6 doses in here. It looks like little 6 vials, maybe, you know, 3-4 inches tall of honey. And you can mix that in with a little bit of whiskey. Do like a whiskey and honey. Some people put it on toast. I mean, it has a little bit more of a tart flavor to it. Or you can just drink the little shot of honey. And basically, it's just ginseng based honey, of course. But the active ingredient here is horny goat weed. And this is in a ton of different stimulants and enhancements that you'll find at any adult store. It's actually in a brand new lubricant, the Mojo line by Intimate Earth. So I think maybe combining that lube with that honey would work really well. Horny goat weed is a natural Asian herb, and its purpose is to help with any kind of symptoms of ED. However, there is actually quite a bit of side effects from this if you take way too much of it. So if you do happen to have the higher concentrated dose of it and your body is not prepared for that, there are side effects such as dizziness, dry mouth, nosebleed, and abnormal heartbeat connected to horny goat weed. So please make sure you don't drink all 6 vials of honey at one time, one at a time, maybe even half at a time if you're just not sure or you haven't consulted your doctor. See how it affects you first before taking the whole thing. These 6 vials come in like a little tin and they're $49, and people love them. I have many male customers that come in and they're a little, you know, they're kind of like me. I mean, I don't love taking pills, and usually when I have to take a Tylenol, I take a baby Tylenol. Like, I just have a lower tolerance for medicine, I think. So having something kind of customizable like that where you can just take a little sip of something rather than like a full pill or having to break a pill, this is kind of nice for that. I do see a lot of repeat customers for this one as well because it's just so easy and it's pretty natural. I have one more male enhancement that is not a pill yet, and that is the Playboy Sexual Booster Enhancement Shot. And the ones that we sell are the berry flavor. It's a small, it almost looks like a 5-hour energy little red bottle. They're $12. There are 3 B vitamins in this shot. It's suggested to take either a half or a full bottle on the package, and there's also a few different ingredients. So it's got taurine in it, L-arginine, caffeine, and actually black pepper. There's no horny goat weed or anything like that, but that L-arginine is what's found in a lot of different like stimulating gels. So they're usually a topical that goes on any sensitive area of the body, and it kind of draws blood flow there. So ingesting L-arginine does the same thing. It's almost like a niacin. It keeps your blood pumping. Now to me, after I've kind of reviewed the shot on a few different sites and I've read reviews, I do actually see this product as more of a novelty item. I don't really think it would give that much of a boost specifically for like a sexual energy shot like it's marketed to be. So it would be, you know, it's got a little Playboy bunny on it. It's a really good novelty item, maybe something that you can throw in a bachelor party gift, or this is a great little 5-hour energy shot to take with you to maybe a strip club or something like that. Of course, the L-arginine will keep your blood pumping, but it's also got all those B vitamins, taurine, and black pepper to keep you awake. Just a thought. Okay, so moving on to our pills. The first ones I dove in and looked at were the Max brand pills, and they make a couple different kinds. There's the Max Load, which boasts having more ejaculate from taking this pill. There's the Max Stamina and the Max Hard, and I believe there's a Max Testosterone as well. We sell them in individual packs and then bottles. The individual packs are around $4, while the bottle is $40, but you get like an entire bottle versus just 1 or 2 pills. And other than the Max Load, that one does come with a little bit more like nutrients and vitamins that you would find in like a men's one a day versus the Testosterone, the Stamina, and the Hard. Those ones are all pretty similar as far as the ingredients go. It's just the blend and the milligrams that is a little different per each one. They're all the same price. They're $39.95 for a bottle, and they all include L-arginine, which I just talked about in that sexual booster enhancement, and then they have horny goat weed, the same stuff that is in the honey bee heart, and then they have this African tree bark called Yohimbe, which is intended to treat ED. There's quite a long list of side effects people have experienced from Yohimbe bark, so I think this would actually be a great supplement or enhancement to take, but you absolutely should talk to your doctor before taking this one and ask specifically about the Yohimbe bark just because I would be a little nervous on the side effects. They include sleep problems, irregular heartbeat, dizziness, possible rash. So there might be something in there that people are allergic to. But if you get the go-ahead from your doctor, we have them and we sell them quite often. The bottle suggests taking them every time that you go to have intercourse. And I've had a few customers say that they take up to 3 or 4 a week and they haven't had any side effects from them. So it's good to know that they absolutely work as long as you are healthy. The other pill that we sell that I think is most comparable to the Max pills is this one called Magnerect. And the ingredient listing is almost the exact same as the Max pills, but it comes one pill at a time, a little bit more concentrated milligrams. I have heard customers say that this one lasts longer than the Max pills, so that makes sense. They're $10.95 per pill for the Magnerect. And then we sell two other pills for men that I'm gonna be really honest here. I hear mixed reviews. Some people have come in after purchasing one and tell me they do absolutely nothing. Some people come in and they buy them out and they absolutely love them. Some people think they get headaches from them. Some people think that it didn't last. Some of them say it, they're gonna last 72 hours and they last for, 2 hours just during that time that you have sex or something, and maybe a little bit before and after. So there's two of those pills that I think are very, very similar to each other. It is the Kangaroo for men and the Infinity for men. The Kangaroo is this little green pill. I believe it's anywhere from $8 to $12. And the Infinity is this little blue pill. I believe you get 2 doses in there. It's kind of split in the middle, and it's around the same price. So the Kangaroo pill for men has ginkgo biloba inside of it, which is proven to improve blood flow. It also has L-arginine, which is kind of like that enhancement, which then those stimulating gels. And then it has this interesting ingredient that I was really shocked at when I looked it up. It's called Chinese Aweto. Maybe I'm saying that wrong too. Auto, A-W-E-T-O. It is actually a worm, but it's dry and it's ground into this pill. The men's Infinity pill, incredibly similar to the Kangaroo. However, it does not have that Aweto inside of it. And it does have a sativa extract that is a positive mood enhancer. Oh, I'm missing one pill. There is the 2K pill, both for men and women. And they are actually very similar to the Kangaroo and the Infinities. Their actual main ingredient is that Aweto. So yes, it does have that worm inside of it that is ground. It also has one extra ingredient I haven't talked about yet in the 2Ks. It's called the snow lotus flower, and that is supposed to improve your blood regularity for sexual stimulation. So I can see the 2K pills working phenomenal for men for intercourse. The 2Ks are $16. You get 2 pills in there, but really it's 4 doses because they are intended half a pill for each dose. They also say in them, it is different levels of natural testosterone, just depending on who you are taking it. So start with a half, and in a half hour to 45 minutes, if you don't feel much, you're probably safe to take the other half. But again, I would talk to a doctor before doing that. All right, so let's dive into the women's pills. And then after that, I will talk about our bestseller, the Chingaling. All right. I bet you guys are waiting to hear about the pink pussycat pill. This one is a small pink pill. It's $10, or we do sell a bottle of 6 of them for $40. So you get 2 free if you go that way. The main ingredient in here that is supposed to work so well is called Deng Guai. It's a Chinese herb that is basically a woman's ginseng that helps her blood get pumping and her juices get flowing. So I might have murdered the pronunciation on that as well. It's D-A-N-G space G-U-I, Deng Guai. No known side effects. So it should be okay. Talk to your doctor first, make sure you're in the clear, and then give it a shot. I'm going to be very real with this one. I read so many different posts about it. I've looked at so many different YouTubers using it. I've had so many customers come in, try it, give me their feedback. I've had friends try it. I've had coworkers try it. This one saw a lot of hype on TikTok and Facebook and all of those other places. This is the one I'm talking about, that people are unknowingly slipping it into drinks and then all of a sudden the girl is so aroused and wants to have sex. That's not what's gonna happen with this pill. I'm just going to be real with you. That's not what it's intended to do. It is an enhancement pill. So if you were to take this pill, I would say it's going to take from 30 minutes, maybe 50 minutes to get it really going. It doesn't put you in the mood. it's an increase of your libido. There's no like magic pill you can take that will change your mood. But if you're already ready to kind of get it on, of course, it's going to help. That ginseng that's inside of it keeps your blood pumping and it keeps your juices flowing. So you will experience more vaginal lubrication with this one. For the women that have told me that it doesn't do anything, that could very well be true for your body. Everyone's body is different. However, make sure that you're hydrated with it. I've had some people tell me that it gives them a headache. But if you are dehydrated, you probably have that headache already. And taking extra like vitamins and shots isn't going to really help that. You're going to want to make sure you drink a full bottle of water with this pill because now your blood's going to be pumping a little bit more. Pink Pussycat just came out with a honey as well. So it's really, really similar to the Honey Bee Hearts, except for it comes in like a little pouch rather than a vial. And this actually does not have that dang guai in it. It has what's called a Tongkat Ali root that's inside of it. And I think that I trust this one the very most for someone that would be a little bit more sensitive to like a horny goat weed, to an L-arginine, similar to myself. I love the idea of this stuff, but honestly, I can't take it because I do have underlying like health concerns where I can't take a lot of this enhancement stuff, even though I really want to try it, especially doing the podcast for you all. I wish I could have bought one of each and actually took it myself, but unfortunately, that's not reality for me. But this Tongkat Ali root that's inside of the Pink Pussycat honey is supposed to be an increase of libido. So this is something that is just going to give your body more natural arousal. It hypes up your testosterone levels and it's actually an increase in fertility. So if you know someone trying to get pregnant, this is a great thing to maybe try. That root is also proven to lower stress, decrease anxiety, and improve your mood. So the first thing I'm thinking with trying this is if you're somebody that wants to try anal, if you're somebody that wants to try something different in the bedroom, maybe give this honey a shot. I think with the improved mood and a little bit lower stress, I can see this as a great enhancement tool for that. Oh, and I forgot to mention with you all that the honey pouch is $12. And then those three brands that I was discussing earlier for men, the Kangaroo, the Infinity, and the 2K, all come in a woman's version as well. They're anywhere from $8 to $16, just depending on which one you go with. And they have actually a little different ingredients than the men's. The Kangaroo pill has ashwagandha. It's ashwagandha, in case you want to look it up yourself. It's ashwagandha root, which helps to lower stress. It has that horny goat weed inside of it. And the Infinity has almost the exact same ingredient list. However, it has less horny goat weed and an added couple colors to it. It's a brighter pill. All right, so I think that covers just about every pill that we sell for men and for women, with the exception of that Ching-a-ling pill. So let's talk about it. It's a lot different than everything I've talked about before that has all these, you know, Asian medicinal herbs and bark from a tree and worms, you know, that are supposed to be all natural, but they're just a little different than something you would consume on the daily. Our Ching-a-ling pill is absolutely different from any other supplement or enhancement that we have. And that is because there is one active ingredient in it, and that is all. It is oyster extract, powdered dried oyster extract. And then it has two other ingredients just to keep it a pill form. Both men and women can take this, but who cannot take this is those that are allergic to shellfish. Because of that oyster in there, you very well, I would not give you this at all or be in the same area. I would actually say that if your partner is allergic to shellfish, maybe don't take this one as well. But talk to your partner, see how they feel about it. Talk to your doctor, of course. Now this one I can give you a little bit of personal experience from. I know some coworkers that have tried this one. My partner has tried this one. It sells out from our stores crazy fast. It's $14.95 a pill, but you don't have to take it every day. In fact, you are not supposed to take it every day. It lasts in your system for 72 hours. Now, it's not going to keep you hard for 72 hours. It's not going to keep you like aroused for 72 hours. But when you do have that increase of libido, it almost kind of takes effect. I think that this pill is the very strongest on day two. My partner took it at dinner on, I don't exactly remember what day it is, but let's say it was a Friday. At dinner on a Friday, I did see, and he did see, a little bit of an enhancement that night, but you really could tell the next day. So this is like the ultimate pill. If you're going on a weekend vacation, you just need one, maybe two, if both partners want to take it, maybe three, if all three partners want to take it. I don't know your life, but it would be fun. So for men, it is supposed to give you an enhanced libido, which I absolutely find to be true. Longer lasting erections, yes, saw that. And actually a healthy prostate because of your blood pumping, I find that to be true as well. For women, you are going to get enhanced lubrication, relief from any cramping. I didn't even think of that. That is genius. And enhanced sexual sensitivity. So just more blood flow is going to be there, engorged size of clitoris, more sensitivity for nipple play, anal play, anything like that. I literally have customers that buy a box of these, an entire box, 25 pills at $14.95 a piece. I have also had customers where we will suggest the Chingaling because I hear such phenomenal things about it. And they said, oh, I've tried that one and it didn't do anything for me. So just because I'm suggesting something, you know, make sure that your diet is balanced. Make sure that you talk to your doctor, see if it's going to work for you. Make sure you're not allergic to anything. Every human is different. I don't have the one answer for everyone when it comes to a pill. And that's how all doctors are going to feel about any pill. Everyone is different. I can't take penicillin. I'm allergic to that. But for you, it might cure an infection. So what you can do is try, maybe talk to your doctor, say, hey, I want to try some enhancement pills and this is what I've heard about them. What do you think? And if they give you the go ahead, you are generally healthy and you have no health conditions or allergies, then you might want to try a few. I've had a couple people buy, you know, three that I've shown as our best sellers, and they pick a favorite from them and they'll come back for those as well. It's just preference. I hate to keep telling you guys it's just preference, but that's the truth. For any toy, for any enhancement, for any stimulating gel, heck, even for how an outfit fits, it's really trial and error. So I hope that kind of going through some of these ingredients, and maybe you had one in your head that you wanted to try, but maybe now you don't want to, or maybe the honey is really exciting to you like it is to me, and it's a little newer one, so maybe we'll see that becoming really popular. Our inventory for the enhancements is changing all the time. So with TikTok and all these awesome videos that people are giving their honest responses of, we may see some more pretty soon. Keep in mind, you know, if you cannot take pills, if you're not interested in taking a pill or using a topical or anything like that, but you do have ED, there are other things that you can do. I have a ton of men that come into our store and their doctor sent them into our store because they have erectile dysfunction and the doctor recommended a penis pump. And, you know, they've never been into a store like ours and it can be a little intimidating. And I think that we are well educated enough to point you in the right direction. We have air pumps and water pumps and all these different enhancements, gels, stimulants, toys. So please don't feel alone if you're going through something or you're experiencing something that, yes, is very sexually frustrating. You are not the first one to experience something like that. So tell me if, you know, you guys try any of these, if you have already tried one that I'm mentioning, or if you're going out shopping now and you want to try a few different kinds, let me know what you think. I am super interested to hear how people's experiences are going to go this, well, rest of the week and weekend. Email me or tweet at me or Instagram me or send us a message on Facebook, whatever you want to do. Our Instagram and Twitter handle is @LLPodcast_. We're on Facebook at the Lovers Lane Podcast. My email is Haley. It's Haley @loverslane.com. So good luck, everybody. Happy enhancing. And I will talk to you again next Monday. Lovers Lane. Lovers Lane. Lovers Lane. Lovers Lane. Couples that play together, stay together.